Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 29, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and a representative of the residents of Jefferson County. We ask a special blessing for those that are less fortunate than us and for those who have freedoms of worship or government that is, represents our interest. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order so that Judge Stevens can get back to his criminal docket. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for submission of a grant application for the Jefferson County Criminal Courts to the Texas Indigent Defense Commission for the creation of a wireless video conferencing system. Judge, do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
Any questions? In summary, what the plan is to be able to communicate with the jail and have the inmates be able to speak with their attorneys in a private fashion from the jail, and we will have a system there where they can speak through the video monitor and communicate with their attorneys through the at the attorney's office, through their PCs, or through our courtrooms or our jury rooms where the defense attorneys can come in and privately speak with them. And that will help in fostering the whole spirit of the Indigent Commission's goals to ensure that indigent defendants are communicated with at the soonest possible point in time with their lawyers, and the lawyers are having just practical difficulties getting to the jail. Another benefit that may be the most important one is that we are transporting the inmates to and from this courthouse with pre-sentence report material, information. They come to our courtrooms, and then the probation officers will interview them for the pre-sentence reports. And I believe that costs this county a lot in regular travel. And one of the benefits, I believe, from the system, when we are not using it for the attorneys to communicate with the indigent defendants, we can certainly use the same method and equipment for the probation officers to speak with the defendants at the jail without the need of the transportation to the courthouse. So that's a win-win all the way around, it looks like. Mm-hmm. The grant application is one of these equal participation grants. We have to fund half of it, and it looks like it's about a $58,000 project for the equipment, software, and the implementation of it all. And then we would have to promise to match half of that. But the goals to be reached far outweigh the cost to this county.
And I would say this, Judge, Patrick, if we can get those numbers on that savings for the fuel, it would be great. You said something that pricked my mind, though, about indigent defendants. I do want to visit with you about that. I think we need to have a visit about this indigent defendant thing, okay?
Anytime. Yes, sir.
I will tell you, Commissioner, as we hadn't had a chance to spoke, but we met Friday or Thursday with the indigent Defense Commission Executive Director. We have invited them down here to do a complete audit of our entire system. I sent them a letter last week and to suggest any improvements to the system, and so we're working hard on that.
Okay.
And I would ask Mr. Halagan and Mr. Seaholm, to the extent possible, if we can expand this system whenever, I know it's a 2014 project, but to the extent that we can use it to cut down on transportation costs to and from the jail, that'd be wonderful. Those people don't know, I mean, individuals have been hit in the pocketbook by the rise in gasoline and fuel expenses over the last 10 years, and looking at our expenses here at the county, they've gone up about $530,000 over a 10-year period just for fuel. So we'd certainly like to cut down the number of trips that they're required to take back and forth. So. Okay, Judge, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for taking this out of order. I've got work to do.
Bye. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Another one out of business is going to be items C and D under County Commissioners. Item C is to consider and possibly approve proclamation for Older Americans Month. And item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I believe that Ms. Kathy Catalano is here on behalf of the proclamation for Older Americans Month. Would you like to come up, ma'am?
Actually, it's Elaine Schellenberger. I'm with Nutrition and Services. Kathy couldn't make it.
Well, I'll read the proclamation then allow you. It says, let me get this. It says, whereas May is Older Americans Month, and whereas the older adults in Jefferson County are the roots from which our community grows, who bestow gifts of wisdom and insight upon younger generations and strengthen the bonds between neighbors to create a better place to live, mm-hmm. whereas the older adults in Jefferson County should be commended for their role in creating and bolstering the fiber of our community and nation, and whereas we wish to join together to extend assistance to the older adults of Jefferson County by increasing their opportunities to remain in their communities as active and engaged citizens. Whereas Older Americans Month is sponsored by Nutrition and Services for Seniors, a nonprofit agency dedicated to providing innovative, effective programs that assist older adults in leading quality lives while maintaining dignity and independence. And whereas the purpose of this initiative is to publicly recognize their contribution to the diversity, strength, and unity of our community, and to identify ways to make their lives comfortable and respectable. And whereas to honor those who have significantly contributed to our community, economically, socially, culturally, and otherwise, improving the quality of life in Jefferson County, Nutrition and Services for Seniors is hosting the second Deliver the Difference Benefiting Meals on Wheels to honor Jerry and Iris Nathan, who I see are here today. Welcome to Commissioner's Court, Mr. and Mrs. Nathan, and Dora Nisby, on May 2nd, 2013. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May, well, this says 2012, we're a little bit late, but we'll fix that, as Older Americans Month in Jefferson County.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We really do feel like we make a difference to our seniors' life every day. We prepare 1,800 meals a day. I brought a map that I want to share with y'all to show the distribution of these meals throughout the Jefferson County area. It's just amazing. When I know what we do every day, I see what we do every day, but when I looked at this, I went, wow, and I think you will too. But we believe we deliver a difference to our seniors by keeping them at home. That's where they want to be. And this luncheon that we're going to have on Thursday is called Deliver the Difference. And we are honoring three people that have really delivered the difference to this community. As you said, the Nathans and Dora Nisby are also being recognized. So thank you so much for all you do to help our program. We couldn't do it without you and the community behind us. And we just appreciate it so much. And I know the seniors do too.
Well, it's really the Commissioner's Court that needs to thank you for the work that you do in the community.
Well, thank you. May I bring these up?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you see one of the guys that formerly sit up here, Commissioner Moore, I know he delivers quite a bit of meals, and we thank him for what he does also.
Thank you. I'm gonna try to do that. Now, I think Commissioner Weaver is going to read the proclamation for Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. Ms. Crater, please come up.
Okay, I have a proclamation here to read on behalf of Commissioners Court. May is Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. Whereas people who are elderly or who have disabilities have contributed to the general welfare of Jefferson County by helping to preserve customs, convictions, and traditions of many people from diverse backgrounds. And whereas the residents are vital and integral members of our society, and their wisdom and experience have enriched our lives. And whereas abuse of the elderly and people with disabilities in domestic institutional settings is a widespread problem, affecting hundreds of thousands of people across the country. And whereas Texas APS in-home workers statewide completed 87,487 investigations, of which 59,595 cases of abuse, neglect, and or exploitation were confirmed against elderly Texans or those with disabilities in 2012. And APS facility caseworkers statewide have completed 10,803 investigations, of which 1,259 cases of abuse, neglect, and exploitation were confirmed against the elderly in Texas or those with disabilities in 2012. And whereas elder abuse is grossly underreported because the elderly who are being abused find it very difficult to tell anyone and are usually ashamed and sometimes afraid. And whereas elderly abuse happens to men and women of all income levels, all cultural, ethnic groups, whether they are in good health or incapacitated in some way, and in poor neighborhoods and in suburbia. And whereas many of the cases investigated by Adult Protective Services in Texas involve self-neglect, and it is our duty as citizens to reach out to people in need. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim that May 2013 as Elderly Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County. And we urge all citizens to recognize the presence of elder abuse and work together to help reduce such abuse and neglect of people who are elderly or who have disabilities. Signed by Judge Brannick and all the commissioners. Thank y'all for being here today.
Thank you. I'd just like to say thank you to the court. We are so blessed that you guys work with us the way you do, that we can come to you anytime we're in need, that you are aware of our situation and sometimes the delicate matters of either removing our citizens or sometimes placing them in mental facilities. We rely greatly on this court, and we thank you for your efforts. I've been with this agency for 7 years, and it's been my honor to serve the state of Texas. These are my fellow coworkers. My boss is Wendy Crater, and she's going to introduce them. But I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for all that you do. It is our honor to serve Texans, and we appreciate all of your effort. Thank you.
Well, I'll start with Diane Hargrave, Sparsha Henderson, Brenda Grogan, LaWanna Leidy, Maya Bridges, and Alessandria Jones. We have a worker five with us. Mary Torres covers all of Region 5. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Now we'll move back up to purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with Lamar Companies for billboards for emergency management in the amount of $2,500 per month with a contract term from May 20th, 2013. October 6, 2013. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a lease agreement for the lease of property on Viterbo Road, which is the former National Guard Armory in Jefferson County, with Ritter at Home, for a lease period of 60 months beginning on April 29, 2013. I believe that has, it's right here, an option for two additional 5-year extensions. Item C is to award, execute, receive, and file a contract for a rebid of the LaBelle Road project for the installation of wire fences with A1 Made a Fence Company in the amount of $45,384. Item D is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for the invitation for bids for the Cheek Community Sewer Project for Cheek Phase 3 from Tuesday, April 30th, 2013 at 11 a.m. to Tuesday, May 7th, 2013 at 11 a.m. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Chapter 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. That auction is scheduled for Saturday, May 4th at 9 a.m. And item F is to consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Chapter 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to Commissioner's Court. Item A is to conduct a public hearing regarding the designation of the Huntsman Petrochemical LLC reinvestment zone. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak regarding the creation of the Huntsman reinvestment zone, Petrochemical LLC reinvestment zone? If not, I will close this public hearing on the regarding the designation of the Huntsman Petrochemical LLC reinvestment zone. And perhaps while we've got this time, Greg, you might want to come up and just discuss the project. Ms. Cooper.
Yeah, I'm Greg Cooper. I'm with Huntsman. This is essentially a project to expand our facility down in Port Neches. I think some of the community have probably heard about. But it will expand our ethylene oxide production. And I don't have the exact numbers with me, but it's on the order of about 40% or so. That's just a brief overview.
Now, is this also going to be the moving of the old PD Glycol facility?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, and now just for the members of the community that following Hurricane Ike, PD Glycol facility here in Beaumont was inundated and did not reopen, which resulted in a significant loss of employment in our area. And so we're happy to see that you're going to take that plant and rebuild it and improve it and bring back those jobs that are associated with that. Thank you very much. Any questions from any member of the court? Thank you, Mr.
Right.
Cooper.
Thank you.
Item B is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Port Neches for Precinct 2 to assist them in road repairs. We've already done item C, D, and F. Item E is to receive and file an executed tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Sunoco Partners NGL Facilities LLC. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider, I had an addendum under County Commissioners. which would be item G. It's to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute general land office contract number 13-242-000-7440, which is a KEPRA award number 1530, and KEPRA is Coastal Erosion Planning and Response Act. And this is the title of the grant is the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Beach Ridge Restoration. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Can you explain what this is about, Mr. Rayl, for a second?
This is part of the overall effort for us to do this initial project for a Beach Ridge Erosion Project, and it is KEPRA money. Our portion that is required will be covered by our CAP grant money, so there's no actual expenditure coming from the county. But we're supposed to let this project very, very soon.
For the benefit of the members of the public, when Hurricane Ike washed across our coast, it completely destroyed our beach dune system, so that now at even normal high tides, we're getting saltwater inundation into that 62,000 acres of land that is made up of Jefferson County, that's south of the Intercoastal Canal. Over the course of, since the hurricane, and we've seen a dying back of the marsh as a result of the saltwater intrusion, and a kind of a double whammy, because we had a drought a couple of years ago that significantly reduced the freshwater inflows into the marsh. This is a first stab at trying to reestablish that beach dune system at the worst, the area that was worst impacted along our coastline. We've gotten about $3.2 million, I believe, from United States Fish and Wildlife. Mr. Rayo spoke about CAP funds, which is Coastal Impact Assistance Program grant funds. We get a portion. All coastal counties in Texas and along the Gulf Coast get a portion of the royalties received by the Mineral Management Service of the federal government off offshore oil well leases. And so we'll use that money to put with the state money, the KEPRA money, to further address the problem and hopefully improve Precinct 3's saltwater intrusion problems.
What's the total amount we have on this project cost? Just for the information of the public. This initial project will be somewhere between $5 and $6 million initially. We're looking at a much larger need, but this will get us started.
Yeah, I will tell you, the entire project for rebuilding the beach dune lands is about $60 million. It's a very slow process, involved a lot of Corps of Engineer and other environmental permitting, and we'd like to have had it done 2 years ago. Unfortunately, that doesn't fit in with hadn't fit in with either the budget, the funds availability, or the permitting that's necessary.
And let them know how important it is, because of the storms can come in far the inland whenever erosion took place, would potentially cause storm damage much farther inland.
There's a disagreement among the scientists that study it, but some of the scientists believe that the depth of that marsh would increase significantly the storm surge that Ike just barely kept from going over our storm levee protection system that extends around Port Arthur, Groves, and up to Port Neches. But there are a lot of scientists who believe, had it not been for that marsh and the ameliorating effect it had on the storm surge, that it would have certainly overtopped the levee and would have flooded up to south end of Beaumont, probably. So,
right.
We don't want to find out.
We don't want to find out which scientist is right.
Right. And I want to thank you, Mr. Rayo, also, because I know this has been a priority of yours to try and make sure this project goes through. And I want to thank you and all involved, because a lot of people don't understand the importance of that dune restoration at possibly getting another road through 87 also. This is a step towards that, not a promise that it's going to happen, but it's a step towards it. So thank you, and I want to thank the court. I mean, it started before I got on here, so thank y'all.
Thank you, Commissioner Senegal. There are a lot of state and federal agencies involved in this, and it's taken a long time to get this happening. But I feel like once we get this first project moving, state and federal dollars will begin to flow, and we'll get to go further with it.
And there's also a potential that, to the extent that the state of Texas receives British Petroleum spill money, that there's a chance significant parts of that may be spent on this project. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to county auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the airport for additional advertising costs in the amount of $25,000. Item B is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending February 28, 2013. Item C is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending March 31, 2013. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 379393 through 379659. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under risk management, item A is to consider and possibly approve a renewal of storage tank liability insurance with Ace American Insurance Company effective April 24, 2013 at an annual premium of $4,807, which is a 22% decrease from last year's premium. Thank you very much. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Lastly, I will announce a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.072 to deliberate the purchase, exchange, lease, and value of real property. And so that concludes our agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without taking action? Ms. Guidry. Okay. Ms. Guidry reminded us that today early voting started for the city of Beaumont, the port of Beaumont, commissioner's race, and the creation of the emergency services district. And so we urge all citizens to get out and participate in the electoral process.
And Port Arthur.
And Port Arthur.
Today. I'm reminding people.
Anything else? All right, then we will adjourn and open up our closed session as soon as the film crew has had the opportunity to load up. Thank you.